Welcome to Missouri Athletic Club Connections, a podcast highlighting the foremost private club in St. Louis, known for attracting exceptional people and enriching lives for generations. I'm Monica Ryan, MAC Communication Strategist, and today is Wednesday, April 17th. There's lots of excitement here at the MAC for the USBWA College Basketball Awards. Right now, we're on the basketball court on the fifth floor. We're going to get some one-on-ones with the players and coaches being honored tonight. Coach Gino Auriemma, UConn women's head coach, 11-time national champion, thank you so much for coming to the Missouri Athletic Club.
Great to be here, and thanks for inviting me to do this.
Of course. So, Coach, congratulations on being the namesake of the USBWA Women's National Coach of the Year Award. What was your reaction when you heard the news?
Well, when Malcolm called me, actually texted me and left me a message. He said, hey, when you get a chance, give me a call. And it's good news. And I thought, oh, okay. Maybe, said, I don't think I'm going to get Coach of the Year award. I don't know what that news is. Maybe one of my players has got made first team All-American or something. I don't know. So when he said, hey, we want to do this, and I thought, I like I am right now, like I was basically speechless, I didn't know what to say. And initially I thought, well, that's going to be kind of awkward, right? Like, next year, like, I hope I win my own award. And he goes, no, this is not going to start until after you retire. I said, good, But totally speechless and totally overwhelmed by it, and still can't believe it. Still can't believe it.
Well, that's awesome. Congrats again. So you had a fantastic season this year, making it to the Final Four. Going into every season, UConn is always in the conversation. How do you stay so consistent?
I would say the secret for us, like it is for most other teams in our situation, you have to consistently get the players that fit the best in your program, and then you have to consistently get the best out of them. We've established a culture at UConn that allows us to get those players, and then the standard is really, really high, and we get players who really want to excel, but the pressure is great, as you can imagine,
right,
to have to perform at that level year in and year out. But I'm very fortunate, that's probably the biggest. People say, what's the thing you're most proud of? And I would say, how many years in a row, to your point, we're in the conversation for winning a national championship.
What are you looking forward to next year?
Next year, I hope we get all of our injured players back. That's number one. Two, I hope we stay healthy and don't have to go through any more years like we went through this year and last year. And I'm looking forward to seeing how far we can go with our whole team. That's exciting for me right now.
That's awesome. So I'm looking for a little coaching advice here for myself. I'm the varsity assistant of a high school field hockey team.
All right.
Yes, I'm in my fourth year, and we've been making the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 in the state tournament. So as a coach, what can I do to get my team to go deeper?
Well, I think the thing that every coach has to do eventually is ask themselves, realistically, what is holding us back? Are our players capable of going further? Or do we have to upgrade some talent in some places? Are we as coaches, are we doing a great job during the tournament to prepare us to go further? Do we as coaches instill that kind of confidence in the players? And this is something that I think coaches maybe don't do enough. What are the teams doing that are moving on? And what are some of those things that we should be doing or are already doing, and it's just not our turn yet? And, you know, I think every good coach steals from other people, you know?
Yeah.
So you start to study what other people are doing. But you have to get there first. You have to suffer a little bit along the way, have a lot of disappointments, because then when you finally break through, it'll feel amazing.
Yeah, reach the mountain. Eventually, one day.
That's right, one day.
So finally, Coach, we like to do some speed questions around here. One word answers. You up for it?
Woo! All right.
Favorite pro team?
Chicken, probably. No, salmon.
Oh. Favorite venue?
You said pro team or pro team?
Pro team.
Pro team. Oh, so it's not chicken or salmon. I would say right now, hard to say.
Okay.
Hard to say. Boston Celtics are one of them because I've grown attached to them.
Favorite venue as a visiting coach?
Duke.
Okay.
Favorite coach I've worked with. Other than Chris Daly, my assistant, if she's listening, if I don't say that, she'll kill me. I would say Doug Bruno.
Favorite pump-up song.
Bruce Springsteen, No Retreat, No Surrender.
Favorite post-win meal?
Pasta and wine.
Awesome. Well, you're going to get a good meal tonight. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We have University of Houston head coach Kelvin Sampson with us now, the Henry Ibaa Men's National Coach of the Year Award recipient. Thank you so much for coming to the Missouri Athletic Club.
My pleasure.
This is your second Ibaa Award. How does it feel to win it again after nearly 30 years?
Can't still believe I'm coaching after 30 years. It's kind of a wake-up call in itself. You know, one of the things I love most about our program, Monica, is I have a great staff. All my assistant coaches are former players. They all work like assistants, and they think like head coaches. They take a lot of responsibility for our program. I have great kids. We don't have any discipline problems. I think the only discipline problem I have with the team this year, we had one of our naive freshmen's cell phone go off in a film session.
Oh.
That was it.
What's the punishment for that?
I usually run them like, gotta do something, right?
Yeah.
I gotta uphold the reputation. So I'm sure I got on them, but that kid was such a great kid that I felt a twinge of guilt. Not that much, but a twinge.
Okay. And you're in great company as a second-time winner with the likes of John Wooden, Bob Knight, and Roy Williams, just to name a few. What's it like to have your name on a list with those guys?
Doesn't seem real, because when you think of those guys, the one guy that doesn't belong in that group would be me. You know, I coached against Coach Knight. I coached against Roy. Coach Wooden, when I was a head coach in the Pac-10, I was 31 years old, and the guy that was really good to me was Coach Wooden. He would come sit behind our bench. He'd get there like an hour before tip, and when he'd walk in, I would go over and sit and talk to him, and he was just so gracious with his time. Always tell you what a great job you're doing, even though you know you're probably not, but he would say you were. But he was just a class guy, so just to be listed with those guys, the kind of people they are, and the way they've helped so many young people over their lives is something to aspire to.
So it sounds like John Wooden was kind of like a mentor to you. Is there anyone you're mentoring right now?
I think my staff. You know, the managers, the grad assistants, everybody in our program. You know, they're always going to look up to someone to establish a tone and something that every day you can try to emulate, and that's our culture. You know, the culture is how you treat other people. It's saying thank you. It's being on time. It's playing for something bigger than yourself. So those are the things that we try to teach every day, and in the process, we're also mentoring.
So with a college coaching career of 35 seasons, you just keep earning accolades. How do you stay consistent?
Well, there's three things that I try to do or get across to my teams every day is good practice habits. I think that's where teams are built. I think that's where they're born, is you have to learn how to practice the right way. And, you know, one of the sayings in our program is there's three people that can never have a bad practice: the head coach, the point guard, and the best player. So I set the standard every day for how hard we're going to practice, and then I hold them accountable. And by doing that, we can create expectations for ourselves. But every year it starts over, because your team changes every year, but our culture never changes. That's something that does not graduate.
Do those seniors help those incoming freshmen? Like,
lean into
the culture?
Absolutely. You know, a lot was made about our first year in the Big 12. Well, we lost four starters from the year before. We lost the number 8 pick in the draft, Jairus Walker, the number 25 pick in the draft, Marcus Sasser. Then we had a kid transfer, then we had a kid graduate. So we lost four starters. And I was more focused on that. But the reason we were able to do so well with all those kids leaving is we have high-character kids. High-character kids usually hang in there when things don't go their way. They've been raised the right way. They got good parents. Either got a good mama, they got a good daddy, or they got a good mama and daddy. And it doesn't matter. But as long as you have somebody that's taught you how to handle a rough spot. But our kids know what they're getting into when they come to our program. And that makes it a lot easier, because they want to be there.
Good, good. So myself, I'm a high school field hockey coach. I'm still figuring out what works and what doesn't work for my group. So what advice do you have to any young coaches out there?
I still think it comes down to never forget why you got into coaching in the first place. You know, whether it's fame, fortune, power. You know, I was a head coach in an NAIA school when I was 24 years old. And the only reason I got that job was such a bad job. It was an engineering college. Had it been a good job, they would have never hired me. But it was good for me to have early failure, because I learned what's important is to make sure those kids are being developed.
Yeah.
Make sure that we're giving them the right advice and that we care about their success. We care about their failures. We care about their personal development. That to me is the most important thing, is that don't get so addicted to winning that you make excuses for the reasons why you get in. I did this a long time ago, Monica. I have a 3x5 index card in my desk. I wrote down in the 80s, I don't remember what year, but I wrote down, this is why I got into coaching. And that card has been with me for 30-some years.
That's awesome.
And I've never lost sight of what's most important. You know, the awards are nice, championships are nice, cutting nets down are awesome. But I still get a kick out of hearing from kids that will call and say, Coach, I learned so much just by being in your program, and that helps me never forget.
That's awesome. So finally, Coach, we like to do some speed questions around here. Are you up for it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Your favorite pro team?
My favorite pro team, believe it or not, Monica, was disbanded. It was the old Baltimore Colts in the NFL.
Okay.
My all-time favorite NFL player was Johnny Unitas. So he was my favorite football player, him and Jim Brown. They were old guys when I was just a little boy, but that's who I started following, Johnny Unitas and the Baltimore Colts.
Okay. Favorite venue as a visiting coach?
Anyone we can win in. I would probably say the I've coached at Pauley Pavilion, UCLA. I've coached at Cameron Indoor with Duke, Kansas, Arizona. I think the one that's the most impactful would probably be Kansas. I think the history of their basketball program and the impact it's had on this part of the country is unparalleled.
Favorite coach you've worked with?
My son, he's my associate head coach, coach in waiting. It's been the thrill of a lifetime working with him.
That's awesome. Favorite pump-up song?
My favorite pop-up song would be anything with Marvin Gaye.
Okay. Favorite post-win meal?
Favorite post-win meal would be Mandola's Deli.
Ooh.
Right down the street from...
what do you get there?
I get the original, and okay. it's they've been making those sandwiches since the 50s, and I have to be careful not to eat too much of them, but that's my it's just a classic deli sandwich with nothing special. I just love that. I love that as a post game meal.
That's awesome. Well, you're gonna have a fantastic meal here at the MAC tonight, I'm sure. Thank you so much, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you, Monica.
Appreciate it. Tonight's featured speaker, Dugum Roy. Roy Williams is here. Thank you so much for making the trip.
Monica, thank you for having me, and I hope everybody wants to say, oh, he did an okay job at the end of the night.
I'm sure you will. I want to take you back on April 4th, 2005. You were here in St. Louis, in fact, right across the street from where we are right now. Do you recall what you were doing that night?
I seem to think that I can remember that. The crazy thing is we had a great win in the semifinals. And then on Sunday, we're staying at the old Adams Mark. I don't think it's called the Adams Mark anymore. And I look out the window, and half of my team is down on the grass beside the arch throwing football around. And I said, well, there were some guys running. I said, God, I hope they don't step in a hole and break a leg or something
gosh.
Like that. But Monday, we win the national championship. It was Sean May's birthday, and he was the most outstanding player of the Final Four. And it was my first one as a head coach. I'd been an assistant with Coach Smith at North Carolina in 82, but it was a special one.
So after that first national championship, you weren't done. You won two more, making you one of only six coaches in history to win at least three national championships. As a coach, how are you able to take a new group of players and do it all over again?
Well, I was very fortunate because I coached at North Carolina and Kansas, where they had tremendous basketball tradition and history, and that helped us recruit. And, you know, there are other good programs on the level with us, but there's nobody above either one of those schools. And so that was the biggest help. And but one of the things I always wanted to do is my ninth grade year in high school, after my ninth grade year is when I decided I wanted to be a basketball coach, because my high school basketball coach, the varsity coach, had really said some good things about me to some of my buddies, and it really is the first time anybody had ever said things like that, and it gave me confidence and made me feel better about a lot of things. And so I decided after my ninth grade year that I wanted to see if I could make some kids feel like my high school coach had done to me, and it was just a perfect job for me. I've always wanted to put teams together and get a group of people to sort of make some sacrifices for a common goal, and that's what coaching is.
That's awesome. I've had a few of those coaches in my life, too. Yeah, it's a blessing. Yeah. You got your start in coaching working for the legendary Dean Smith. Can you talk a little bit about the impact he had on your career?
Well, I think Coach Smith was the best coach there ever was in any sport. He was tremendous on the court, and he was even better off the court. It was more about the relationships, and the players meant something to Coach Smith 10 years, 20 years, 30 years after they played for him, not just during those 4 years. And the way he treated the players is the biggest thing I got from him. He was very intelligent, extremely organized, had his priorities in the right spot. So everything that I myself, quote, it was never just myself, but was able to do was because of him and the players.
What did you love about college basketball that kept you in the game for so long?
I love that the changing of your team every year. It's not like in the NBA where you have one guy for 14 years, or you may have him for 14 days. But I love the continuity of the college game. I love the pageantry. I love the fan appeal of college basketball, the history and the tradition of certain schools. And again, I was very fortunate to be at Kansas and North Carolina. But for me, putting a team together for a common goal was basically what I've tried to do my whole life. I'm still the guy that calls everybody to set up the tee times on Saturday morning.
Very nice. You've been a coach pretty much your entire professional career. If you had not become a coach, what do you think you would have pursued?
Oh, man. When I was in high school, I was offered an academic scholarship to go to Georgia Tech, and it was a full scholarship for 4 years. But I didn't want to be an engineer. I wanted to be a basketball coach, and I've had that question asked a lot, and I think what I would have done is I think I would have been mowing greens at some golf course 6 days a week so I could play free on the other day.
Very nice. Now, I heard that you play golf. You have played golf at St. Louis Country Club. Is that correct?
St. Louis Country Club, Old Warson, and I'm leaving one out. I'll think of it in a minute. But those are really good courses. I've really enjoyed them.
Yeah, well, so does my husband. My husband coaches tennis on the weekends just so he can play there on Monday.
Tell him I like his attitude.
Yeah. Now, here at the MAC, we love speed round questions. We have a few for you, and we're looking for some one-word answers.
Okay.
Are you up for it?
I'm up.
All right. Greatest player of all time?
Michael Jordan. That's two words, though.
Favorite pro team?
Used to be the Lakers. Now it depends on which one of my former players or which teams they're on.
Favorite venue to play in?
St. Louis, Detroit, and Phoenix.
Favorite Dean Smith quote?
It's amazing how much we can be accomplished when no one cares who gets the credit.
That's great. Thank you so much, Coach. Enjoy your evening. Extraordinary experiences are always happening at the Missouri Athletic Club. That is for sure. Thanks for tuning in to another amazing episode of Missouri Athletic Club Connections. Stay connected with us through the events calendar, MAC website, and social media, and we'll see you soon.